It's Midnight Mondo, starring the Ordinetzo.
Hooray!
Oh, I'm Otis 12, and that's
Diver Dan Doomy,
the man among men.
Where are they?
Hey, who are those men? What's on tonight, Diver Dan Doomy?
Tonight on Midnight Mondo, Otis 12 and myself, Diver Dan Doomy, are going to eat a very large, nutritious meal right in front of the eyes of some hungry, starving refugees from the firestorm in Nevada.
Thank you, Diver Dan Doomy. And in return, hey, we'll bring Deadly Boone right here on the show. Oh, he's on work release from a Bible camp in Wisconsin. What else, Diver Dan?
Diana Ross, live right here in the studio, but she can't sing because she's bound and gagged.
Oh.
So delighted, and the kids are so excited, cause the stork has brought his son and daughter for Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse.
And the telethon for starving white-collar workers and mentally handicapped middle management personnel. Midnight Mondo.
Luther's giving a party, and before the fun begins, he'll present a golden dollar to the father of the twins. The preacher's eyes are glistening, and he's thinking of a christening, cause the stork has brought his son and daughter, Mr. and Mrs. Mickey Mouse.
Mondo.
A million people are happy, bright, and gay.
Anything else on tonight, Diver Dan Stoomy?
A Mondo tour of America.
You said that.
I know I did it. That was on the other take.
Hey, you mean the other take's on tonight, too?
The other take will be right here in the studio. You can have your take and eat it, too.
Hey, the halls are alive. Hey, you said that.
What?
Oh, no, I said that. I already said you said it. Sorry. Midnight Mondo.
North American. What's this?
Very hazy now. She sits on my lap, you know. So
hey, Judy!
I reach out, you know.
Hey, put something else different on the jukebox, will you?
This is Otis 12, and this is Midnight Mondo. You know, Midnight Mondo has a lot of interest in contemporary music, especially folksier side of contemporary music, which is dear to our hearts here, my own and Diver Dan's, I know. So we thought we'd give you a little insight behind a great folk rock, star, Bob Dylan himself, the troubadour, the voice of the 60s, the big gate attraction of the 70s, sort of a look behind into his personality, his development, his roots, where he came from. So we've brought our Midnight Mondo microphones up here to the Avocado Island Bar and Grill on Hennepin Avenue, and we're talking to some old high school chums of Bob Dylan's. We're talking to Lefty Levicari. Lefty,
work him over.
Lefty,
really, let's beat him up.
Lefty, could we talk about Bob Dylan for a while?
My name's not Lefty. It's Frank Crow, man. Yeah.
I was told Lefty Levicari.
No, man, he died. He died 5 years ago.
Botulism.
Did you go to high school? Bob Dylan.
Yeah, I went to high school with Bob Dylan. We all went to high school with Bob Dylan.
Hey, what was?
Don't he work a cop? Don't he work that?
My name is Otis 12.
No, it's not.
I'm a radio star.
Weren't you on the Andy Taylor show, man? You the drunk man.
From Midnight Mondo, you've heard of it.
Oh, sure. No.
And
okay, let's play along with this guy. Yeah, no, let's play along.
What was Bob Dylan like in high school?
We've heard you tell me. How was Bob Dylan like in high school?
Yeah, what was he like?
Didn't he work in quality control?
No, he didn't work at the plant, man. Bob Dylan's a singer. What was he like in high school?
Yeah, could you tell us?
He was a twerp. Man, that guy was a twerp.
Man,
can't even sing.
Frank, what was he like after you got to know him?
We didn't get to know him, man. He was a twerp. We used to, he'd ride his bike. And we'd chase after him, you know.
And
really. And we used to lock him in the locker next to him and beat him with a baseball bat.
Yeah, man.
He was a bozo. Bob Dylan. Bob Zimmerman was a bozo.
Hey, but I know.
We used to shove, you know, in the cafeteria, we used to shove olives in his harmonica.
And, yeah.
Yeah. And we stuck his head in the toilet. We tried to flush him out of the toilet.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Frank, it's nice to know.
Frank,
this guy over here is talking.
What? No, shut up. Frank, shut up. Frank, guys, shut up.
You have seen and talked to Bob since, I know.
Yeah, so, I called him.
So how did the great man, you know, he must look back and laugh at all that now.
No, he doesn't laugh at it. He said if he ever saw me, he'd kill me.
Hey, really?
I asked him for some tickets. I mean, what an ungrateful guy, you know?
Why don't you blackmail him or something?
I mean, you know, we...
Lousy concert tickets!
Hey, now listen, it was because...
Lousy seats on the
end! It was because of us. It was because of us that Bob Dylan was so angry, you know? He used to write all those, like, blowing in the wind, you know?
He didn't even want to go back.
Well, yeah, we used to...
No.
Bob Dylan was... I don't... What an ungrateful guy!
Otis 12?
Is that your real name, man?
It's time for another space adventure with Space Deeper.
Are you going to do the crash?
Do ready? Space noises, Tom.
It's time for another space adventure with Space Commander Wax. Space Commander! With his sidekick, Stupid Larry, and Glorf, the dead Martian dog.
We're off to the stars! Bring along the dead dog, Stupid Larry.
Space Commander Wax, strange being from another planet where they build their houses on activated charcoal piles and continually say, thank you, come again.
Thank you, come again.
Now he's a space commander in the daring space adventure army of Earth. Space Commander Wax! Space Commander! Last time you remember, Space Commander Wax, Stupid Larry, and Glorf the dead Martian frog, Glorf the dead Martian dog, were traveling through the uncharted waters of deep space in search of the legendary home base.
Ah, the brilliantine-like void of outer space, which we are basking in.
That's
tell
right,
me, Space Commander Wack, can I ask a question? Was it Aristotle who said, nothing is like nothing else, and nothing is worth more than the absence of nothing less than nothing?
Well, no wonder they call you Stupid Larry, Stupid Larry.
Who does?
Aristotle couldn't have said that. He would have spoken in Greek, you fool, and besides, how can you say nothing is nothing when there is nothing all around? It simply doesn't have a name. It's everywhere. Boys and girls, if you can think of a better name for nothing, just crush a dwarf into a
Space Commander Wack! Space Commander Wack! Stupid Larry called
it
Space Commander
Wack! What's wrong? What's wrong?
Everything!
Everything?
Yes, everything.
Why, that means nothing, for everything is nothing. Wasn't it Aristotle who said, boys and girls,
Commander
Wack,
this is
name
truly
for
a crisis.
Just, what is it? What is it, Stupid Larry?
Well, for one thing, listen to this. Our end pods are losing their tension, and the nitro belch is reading Tolstoy, and the micro trolls are flaming. Everything's coming up roses. I got a pain in my side.
What does that mean, Stupid Larry?
Well, we're going to crash.
I can see that, Stupid Larry. It appears that Glorf, being in a playful mood, accidentally bumped into the off switch. Didn't you secure him in the zero-G dead dog net?
There is no such thing.
Never mind. Prepare to... crash land. Am I all right?
Well, sure you are, Commander Wack. You're my hero.
Where are we? Where am we?
We're down here somewhere.
Oh, you're over there.
There are a lot of trees around here.
Oh,
and a few fire hydrants.
Oh,
and,
you're dead right.
No sidewalks.
Fire hydrants? Why, this must be the planet of the dogs.
I thought so.
Why, look at all
curbs.
Those yellow stains on the curbs. I think this is where Charlton Heston ran into all that.
Hey, Glorf, did you hear that? All these dead
look,
dogs.
Look, here they come now off in the distance, that brown cloud.
Oh, look, aren't they cute?
They're armed to the teeth, Stupid Larry.
Those are their teeth, Commander Wack.
Oh, my Lord, there's one of them now. This must be their leader. Why does he call me George?
Rem, roo, in it, reg, roogie. Roar under, rear,
rut. I mean, Right? I mean, I'm under arrest. I mean, don't you know who you are? Don't I know who... What's he doing to my legs, Toby?
Commander Wack? George? I mean, Commander Wack. Space Commander Wack. Space Commander. I think what they're going to do...
Larry?
I know what they're going to do. They're going to capture us and make us bring them their slippers and their newspapers, and they'll make us chase sticks and play dead, except Glorf, of course, because Glorf's already dead.
Glorf, that's it. I'll fend them off by beating them with Glorf.
Good
Here,
thinking.
Hand me his tail. He's stiff as a
Here's Glorf.
Beat them! Crush them!
Let me do it!
Go.
I want to do it!
My arms are tired here. You keep your head down and that elbow straight and follow through.
Oh, by the way, Commander Wack.
What's that, stupid Larry?
There's nothing wrong with the spaceship.
You mean we can leave any time?
We can just get on that old spaceship and cut right out of
that
hot dog.
It's still on, isn't that right? I think I remember that at the Academy. Ready?
Yep.
Well, what should we do?
Well, I'm ready for takeout whenever
takeout?
You are.
Takeout? Well, I'll have an order of chicken, some fries, a large Coke. What
Cheese
will you...
Cheeseburger for me!
All right.
Sandwich.
Okay.
Thank you. Come again.
Okay.
3, 2, 1. I think we better get going.
We better get out here. You're right. I think you're perfectly right.
Stay tuned next week for another adventure of Space Commander Wack. Space Commander! Where did that echo come from?
You sitting there. Where did that echo?
Space Commander Wack.
Echo again. Ha, 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 ha. Hey,
Commander Wack.
What's that stupid
Hey, hey. Now that Glorf, the hero, Commander Wack, will he be on a bubblegum card, do you think?
Bubblegum card is bad for your teeth.
But how about Glorf?
Well, Glorf's bad for your teeth, too. Have you ever chewed on a bubblegum card?
Yeah,
it's.
Glorf.
How about Tom Seaver?
Boys and girls, if you like Aristotle's bubblegum, then just crush Tom Seaver, put him in a manila envelope, and send him to Daring Space Adventure Army.
Space Commander Wack, I think Glorf's
sick. He'll send
you back
an autographed copy of Glorf's Tear.
I just felt his nose, and it's real hard.
Ferguson Jenkins is bad for your teeth.
Off to the stars!
Jim Quay.
I remember life on Walton's Mountain. We'd spend the fall whizzing on trees, and in the winter we'd bait queers down at Herb's Adult General Store. Then in the summer we'd inbreed down by the mill pond, but the warmth was always there in the family. And I remember that warm feeling of belonging in my bosom saying goodnight to those I love on the mountain.
I ain't gonna say goodnight first. You say goodnight first.
Night, Ma.
Goodnight, Bill Boy.
Goodnight, Pa.
Night, Dad Boy.
Night, Grandma Boy.
Goodnight, Girl Boy.
Goodnight, Man Child.
Night,
Jimmy Bob Boy.
Goodnight, Soren Kierkegaard.
Goodnight, Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Good night, Grandpa.
Grandpa. Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Grandpa. Good night.
Will.
Oh.
Hey, Will.
Oh, my. Cut.
What's my Will? Cut. Cut.
Oh, oh, my goodness.
What happened to Will?
Oh, no.
Reruns?
The Stay Free Maxi Camera. It's new, it's exciting, and we've hired these two skydivers to test it for us now.
Geronimo!
When you're falling through the sky at 140 miles per hour, you don't have time to focus.
Hold still,
and with the Stay Free Maxi Camera, you don't have to focus. Just hold on.
Yes.
Wow, you don't even know it's there.
I really like the two adhesive strips that make it really easy to hold on to. And the palm of my hand.
Say cheese.
Cheese.
Wow, it's sure easy.
The Stay Free Maxi Camera. Just remember to pull your cord. Hard to steal them on these cold mornings. This is Midnight Mondo.
Move the mic over there, would you? Okay. Listen, you guys.
Bring that boom over here.
I'm on the phone, huh?
Okay. All right, hold on. He's on the phone.
A&M Records? Yeah, is Ricky there?
Who is?
Yeah, Rick, this is Bert Bartle, Gay City, Typically Corrupt Productions. Don't hang up, huh? Don't hang up.
Bert's on the phone.
I know. I know
the musicians in there?
Shh, come on. Huh? Hey, yeah, I know the last act was a bummer. I didn't know that punk pop was going to bomb out so fast, man. I didn't know. I'm usually on top of it, but now I got the new wave. Yeah, new wave. Yeah, listen, this is a great act. Deadly Boone is back. He hasn't given up. Okay. No.
I will never
He's halfway between Debbie Boone and, you know, Sid Vicious. This guy is good. Deadly Boone. Uh-huh, that's the name. Remember it? I know you don't want to remember it, but try to remember it and listen to this, because we listen, man. We got a great cut for you here. It's even better than punk pop. You know, it takes it even further. It's sort of punk Broadway. So dig this: 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
The halls are alive with the sound of music. A sound I have heard once too often. My heart wants to flee from the sound of music. Before I go completely insane.
Don't you love it?
Listen now. Well, sitting on it in the office of the doctor or shrink or at the funeral parlor, it reeks of the breath of 100-year-old corpses covered with flies floating in
the
filth.
He hung up on us again, man. He hung up, man. I don't think punk Broadway is going to make it, man.
He hung up, man.
No.
Man, that guy doesn't know where it's...
The Punk and I is never going to be staged, man. The Punk and I ain't going to happen.
How
My
about
Fair
the Mercury
Punk.
Label, huh?
None of that, you know.
Can we try the
Punk!
Mercury label?
Oh, my, you know, none of it's going to happen. We got to do
Punk
something.
Punk of La Mancha, even?
Punk of La Mancha. None of that's going to happen, man. We're going to have to do something. Let's go for Punk Country.
Punk Country.
Punk Country. Okay,
I
ready?
Got it.
Take two. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Do it.
Your cheating heart is in my hand,
because
I cut it out of your breast and I throw it on the floor. This is My Night Mindo, and this is Diver Dan Doomy, and this is your horoscope, and this is a fraud, and this is an earphone, and this is my thumb, and this is my middle finger, and this is my hair, and way up there on the ceiling.
Sagittarius, a romantic interlude with an Eastern European alcoholic dwarf could make you a millionaire, but it won't be worth it. Virgo, contact with other people could lead to a disease which decimated whole nations in the Middle Ages. Stay home and play with snakes. Libra, your spouse is cheating on you. Hemlock is a tried and true solution. Gemini, your employer is a neo-Nazi. If you shoot him, you will become a hero. Cancer, settle those old debts and have that affair you've wanted. It's been nice knowing you. Scorpio, your lucky day. You will survive, and a large insurance settlement is possible. Take your aunt with you on that Ferris wheel. Pisces, comets or golf carts may threaten your genetic stability today. Take a cup of noodles to work. Capricorn, several government agencies have received your address from an anonymous source. They don't know why they have it, but they are working to find out. Bury your mailbox. Taurus, illegal aliens are tunneling towards your house. Move your refrigerator and line your den with lead. Leo, your mate is not who you think. I'd rather not read the rest of this. Aries, gravity will forget you on Tuesday.
stay close to obese Girl Scouts, wear leather gloves, and carry lots of rosin. Aquarius, the game of life has passed the 2-minute warning. Call a timeout. You are behind, even considering the point spread. This has been your horoscope. Pisces, Capricorn, Taurus, Leo, Leo, Adelius, Virgo, Cancer, Gemini.
Hey, hi, this is Otis 12.
And this is Diver Dan Dummy.
Did
you doubt it for a
second? And, you know, we've been trying all sorts of strange creative things for radio here on Midnight Mondo. We have to clear them with the producer first. Last week at lunch at a fancy restaurant. We've been going to the fancy restaurant.
I love those fancy restaurants.
Hey, we tried to get the producer to okay building a model airplane here on the air for you.
Yeah.
He boo-booed the idea.
No, week before that, we wanted to present a live haircut. He said, nope, no way.
This week, we went up to him and we said, hey, can we have some acrobats, you know, on the radio show? He said,
acrobats on the radio.
Just like him.
He chortled and laughed, and then he threw wine glasses. Is that? Because I remember in the lounge.
I still have one of those.
Oh, boy, embedded right there.
Yeah.
Hey, but then, you know, we decided not to clear with the heck with him. We got a juggler, right, Diver Dan?
We got a juggler. A juggler.
Diver Dan, have you had some of the caviar over here?
Caviar?
Next to the Q-tips?
Which one's a caviar and which is a Q-tip?
No difference, you know. Doesn't make any difference, really, unless you're a snob. Juggler.
What juggler? Oh, yeah, the
juggler.
All right. We've got the most unique juggler in the entire world right here for you. Most jugglers, you know, will juggle oranges and grapefruits and their sisters, things like that. This juggler, let me introduce him. Let me bring him on first.
Is he going to be good?
From the Alpine Wonderland of Switzerland, the amazing Wonder Swiss.
Wonder Swiss!
Get up, you Pfizer! Get
up to the ceiling! Down to the floor! Back up to the ceiling! Come on down, Wonder. All right. Wonder Swiss has a unique act. Rather than fruit, Wonder Swiss juggles tires.
I've seen it done.
Not just any tires, radio tires.
I saw that in Vegas.
Not just any radio tires, flaming radio tires.
Wow, do it. Come on, Wonder Swiss.
Wonder Swiss, those tires are on fire. Are you ready, baby?
Okay, here we go. What can I bother one of you boys for the match?
I'll give you a match.
Give me a light there.
Here we go. I'm
I don't
want to
get too close.
Ready.
Here we go.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Didn't take. All right.
Okay.
Match. Tragic event here. I guess we're going to have to get rid of those glasses we had. They're not representative of his face anymore. How about that, Otis? Otis? Wonder Swiss? Otis? Well, folks, this is Diver Dan Dummy, and well, I'm getting out of here, right? Can't go that way. I'm bye, everybody. Let me out!
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men.
This is Diver Dan Dummy of Midnight Mondo reporting to you from deep in the rainforest of Panama. The Panama Canal just last summer was ceded to the government of this tiny Central American nation by the United States. We were told at the time that if we were to do so, if we were to turn the canal over to Panama, war would break out and there'd be guerrillas running around shooting at people and it'd be disgusting and oh. And I'm down here for a report from the Panamanian front with my cameraman, Bibbidi-Doop Glub-Glub. Wake up, dum-dum.
Huh? Oh, hey, Diver. Hey, come on, man. The film's right in the camera's rusty. Let me sleep.
Oh, go back. There's got to be a war somewhere. I've looked all over this darn jungle, and there's just no war. Somebody fell into the canal a couple days ago. I don't know if you want to call that a war, or an act of violence or something, but I'm going to find it. If I have to start it myself, I'm going to find the war in Panama. Diver Dan Doomy, talk to you later.
Fearless men who jump and die.
Gringo, gringo, tonight you die!
Ah, here's a candy bar. Get
what
lost.
They say, the brave men of the Green Beret.
Not a real macaw.
The brave men.
Those minor birds.
Minor shore?
Silver wings. Fearless men who jump and die.
Staines back to receive the punt on his own 20. It's up, it's spiraling, coming right to him. He takes it on the 23, runs to the right. He's out to the 30, the 35. He's going to break it. He's at the 50, the 40. He's got one man between him and the goal line. He's going to make it, the 10. Touchdown, Virgil Staines.
Hi, my name is Virgil Staines of the Fort Hemophilia Crushing Kills football team. That was a great moment in my career after my prison release. And now I'd like to show you around my town, Fort Hemophilia, Iowa. Fort Hemophilia is a lovely town set on an ash hill overlooking a brown river in the central part of Iowa in the heartland of our country. And its people have a heart to match the land. Our community action programs are bringing people together. Here we see films of volunteers on the Fort Hemophilia Volunteer Freeway Work Gang.
Keep working, buddy.
And now, a film of some women at the daycare center taking care of our most precious asset, our children.
Those kids can't get out now, can they? I locked all the doors.
And local businessmen and local contractors have donated their minds and their money and their time, including other local contractors improving blighted areas in our city.
Hey, lady, your rent's going up. What do you want? I paneled, didn't I?
Yes, community action. It works in Fort Hemophilia. It works everywhere. Thanks to us, you work.
The preceding, a public service, brought to you by the Nationalistic Fascist Football League.
Can I have my $50? And maybe one of those cute little spoons.
Well, all right then.
Here it is. Aha!
That was all. Yeah. Gee, wait, that over. Dumb son. Did you clean the head?
Where's the theme song? Otis? I don't know how to work this thing. Oh, let's do it over. No.
Oi, oi.
Oopie.
Whoopie Wombo. Tis Mondo, starring Edsel Midnight, Ogden, 12 I'm Otis, that's and Dan Doomy, what's Diver, on week next.
Mondo and week till midnight, we gon' have what on the sea.
Wait a minute, wait.
What?
I didn't understand the thing we just said we.
Well, it looks like another wrinkle in the blanket of eternity has jumped up out of the void and brought to an end another episode of Midnight Mondo. Starring Ogden Edsel.
Right.
I'm Otis 12, and that's
Diver Dan
Doomy. What's on next week, Dan Diver Doomy?
Hey, next week, live on Midnight Mondo, Peter Frampton lives out a fantasy in women's clothing.
Oh, and we'll be giving away a lot of stuff just to get you to listen next week. Well, because there's a warrant out, and we got to get rid of this trip.
Hey, also, Debbie Boone models the latest in green lingerie.
Uh-oh.
We've got a tribute to blind skin divers and a feature on the smells of St. Louis.
Hey, a report on transplants in America, or home is where the heart is, or was. And a look at air safety from the ground.
Steve Sleeper at the controls, Tom Norcott in the studio on the floor, and...
It isn't love.
Fats.
Hey, there are no seasons
like the summer or the spring, so happy that I know. If it isn't love, there are no reasons for the song I sing.
This is an old record.
I never see the light. The beauty, 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 beauty in those eyes.
We got away with it.
There would be no moon, no stars within the stars.
Everybody sing along.
If it isn't love, then you're a vision. And this is nothing but a dream. So happy it is. And then above, I have enough above.